Campaigners are regrouping after the High Court ruled yesterday that the government's detention facilities in other countries are constitutional. The headlines surrounding the High Court case have focused on Nauru, but authorities on Manus Island say they want a task force established to deal with what they say describe as chaos and violence there. Manus Island MP Ronnie Knight says if the detention centre is staying, he wants a group of labour and immigration experts to monitor it and to assess the needs of the locals. Ronnie Knight is speaking with Linda Lopresti.
Ronnie Knight, welcome to RN Breakfast. What's been the reaction on Manus Island to the High Court ruling that the Australian government's offshore detention centres on Nauru and Manus are lawful?
I don't think it really matters one way or another to our people. The eyes from the local standpoint are on what the local situation is, with one of our prominent lawyer sons, Ben Lomai, being in our courts, pretty much the same sort of challenge along human rights and constitutional grounds. That's the one that the local people are more looking at than what's happening in Australia. But those people that are versed in what's happening, I don't think that it will really affect them one way or another what will happen. It just means that the centre will stay open for a little bit longer and people can benefit more from the employment opportunities.
But this High Court ruling comes just 2 weeks after there was a rally held on Manus Island by the people of Manus, calling on the PNG government to address their concerns over the operation of the detention centre. So what are the concerns?
Well, the concerns are basically what I've voiced over the last couple of years. One, the behaviour of those people that are looking after the centres out there. We've had murderers brought in, we've had rapists brought in, we've had people who are brought in who claim to have post-traumatic stress disorder and do stupid things. So it's just one of the reasons that people are talking and they're wondering whether what is the criteria used to seek employment in Manus. You know, do they go through a thing or are they just picking anybody off the streets? The other thing is employment. Our guards are being paid around about 500 kina a fortnight, just 2 weeks. And we believe Australian guards are getting paid about 14,000 Australian dollars a week for the same work. The other thing is the behaviour of the asylum seekers that have been granted leave to be deemed as genuine asylum seekers and have been moved to Lorengau Transit Centre. The behaviour that they are showing the local people there is one of the reasons that our people are up in arms.
What kind of behaviour?
Getting drunk, involved in marijuana, involved in illegal illicit brew, and their behaviour with the locals. The other thing is there's still a lot of bad feeling about the package. A lot of feeling is that Manus got nothing much out of it.
The package you're referring to there is the Australian government's package of promises to Manus in return for hosting its detention centre, including things like fixing roads. Have any of those promises been met?
Yes, the Australian government was grateful for what they're doing, but the feeling is that those things that are happening in Manus not more than what is the normal OSAID component of any programs that came to Manus in the first place. There's a bad feeling there that more than a couple of billion, I think it's almost 150 billion, is coming to Papua New Guinea to assist in Papua New Guinea. And, you know, because of Manus, they're using Australian money to build the Highlands Highway Road. They're building, fixing up hospitals now, which is good. But the feeling is that there should be a little bit more done in Manus and a lot more local content used in the work in the construction areas.
You mentioned just before the plethora of concerns which the people of Manus have, including human rights violations. There were reports of problems with some of the detention centre staff causing tension in the community last year, with police saying they weren't respecting local law. So with the detention centre continuing on in Manus, what options are there for the people of Manus to fix these problems?
Well, you know, we can only carry it so far. As a representative of my people, I'm bringing it up to the national level and to notice of our Prime Minister and our Cabinet, and we hope that somebody does something about it. You know, we need a task force based in Manus, made up of the labour industry, labour ministry, the immigration people, and, you know, customs and all those people together in a task force to make sure that things are done properly. You have people coming into Manus on visas to work as supervisors and things like that, and they end up driving forklifts and doing work that is earmarked for our own people. And that's one of the things that's rubbing people the wrong way.
Do you believe that the people of Manus have been given a raw deal?
Well, I'll put it this way. You know, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. This thing was pretty much shoved down our throats, and we did our best to, as a member of parliament, I did my best to see that my people get the best out of it. Unfortunately, we didn't get as much as we wanted, and we didn't get what we wanted. But we have to have what we, you know, we can have, and almost 600 young people off the streets and employed out there, even if it's menial jobs. That's one of the good things about it, and we will make use of it as much as we can.
You've said in the past that the people of Manus had some goodwill towards Australia and wanting to help it out by hosting this detention centre. Would you say that goodwill still exists?
Definitely. Manus especially have a close relationship with Australia. Our people look to Australia as maybe our mother and our father. And, you know, we help out our mother so we can. The problem is that we agreed to help Australia with its problem. We didn't agree to adopt the problem. And that is the situation that we're facing right now.
Manus Island MP Ronnie Knight speaking with Linda Lopresti.